Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay!
We're here. We made it back live. I think I'm just gonna say this. Thank you to those of you who said, "Wow, Tracy, you're looking great." That was 5 years ago, and I was. We played a couple of
Know.
reruns, you guys, and that's why I look
Yep.
different.
I love it. Yeah, there were I love it. You guys were interacting with us. See, there is no time.
No.
And then finally said, "Oh, this was back in 2019." It's like it took you a while to realize that, but that's okay. It was still relevant, apparently. So just was
Yeah.
great.
But yeah, I do appreciate you guys reaching out and saying how great I look. Thank you.
Tracy. Oh, how nice. They were probably like, "Where's Tiffany?"
Probably. Yeah. Did you guys like give Tiffany a month off? What's happening? Yeah. Speaking of
So,
Tiffany, would you like to come on and say hello? Everybody's probably missed you. How do you
oh,
Yeah.
hello. And like you ladies look beautiful all the time.
Oh,
Aww.
that's so
It's
sweet.
getting closer. I see what's happening here.
I was gonna say, I could pull what she always pulled on me. Every time I'd say, "Oh, you're beautiful," or "Oh, you're, all this," she said, "You have to say that. You're my mother." And then so I'd say, "You have to say that. You're my daughter." So
They were all asking, "Where's Tiffany?" But not, "How's Tiffany?" Nice. I love it.
it.
Yeah, I know. Any recognition we can get, we'll take, right? So wonderful. So White
Absolutely.
House has been busy today. What is the full moon? It's in Pisces this time or something. Yeah, we're all pausing because we're trying to remember. I didn't have any time to look it up because we plugged in a vacuum here and half the plugs and the lights went out.
Funny. Oh my
Like,
gosh.
anyways, so we've had electricians here this morning, and then I was telling the girls my computer also, like, one night the night the power went out the next morning, my computer went out because everything in this room was still running, but the power to my computer, well, I thought it was just the power, so I replaced the power unit. And it still wouldn't turn on. So I had to break down and get a new computer. And so tonight I'm on my laptop because I'm not ready with the new computer yet.
They take a little bit.
Yeah.
They, yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's easier than it used to be, but it still takes a bit to get
Yeah.
it, especially
Yeah.
to get caught up to where you were.
Well, and the fun part is that, the laptop yesterday failed. Or not the laptop, the computer, the desktop failed, and my laptop was at the office. So
Oh,
I
no.
had to run to the office and get my laptop and bring it back. And yeah, anyways, it's been an adventurous week. We're
Yeah,
ready for history.
I was looking into because we're at the equinox. I think that's happening the 22nd, so that'd be the Sunday. So I was looking into that because we just had the full moon and then we have the equinox. So that's a lot of powerful stuff happening there. And I was looking at what does the equinox mean? And it's like the fall equinox has to do with harvesting your, what you've been working on. It's like, so now you're getting to harvest some of the returns, get some of the returns from all the things you've been working on maybe through the year. So if you're
Yeah.
seeing some of that, maybe that's where the new computer comes in.
New computer, new sockets in the house,
Yeah,
all to do
exactly.
with power. Yeah. No, I had a session with an intern yesterday, which I like to do from time to time, and I wanted to ask that question, what's going on with the power in the house and all of that. And it was the answer was something to that effect. It was like a reset in the house. There's a
Oh,
reset going
interesting.
on.
I
Yeah.
love it. I love it.
Oh.
I
Yeah.
was going to ask because I had my power knock out twice this last week. Only
Oh.
my house. Like I was like looking around. I'm like, no, there has to be something else. And no, it was
Interesting.
my only my house. The power went out at 10 o'clock both nights. I mean, I know what it's attributed to, but
But
there's something else.
there is something else, and we know it. We know there's something
Well,
else.
definitely when it happens 2 days and 2 nights in a row, it's getting your attention. So see there, it's And a lot of times that's what these are. They're messages to get your attention so that it didn't accomplish that. You noticed it. So it makes you're asking questions. Sometimes that's all of it right there. You're starting to wonder, okay, well, there's something more to this.
Definitely. Definitely goes back into the world's talking to you. So, it's kind of fun when the power goes out. It's like, okay, this is bigger than flipping a breaker or pushing those little I forget what the CGI
Oh yeah, the reset
buttons
button.
on the outlets. Nothing was working. So it's like, we're definitely gonna have to call someone in for this. So I put a shout out to my family because my sister works in real estate, so I knew she would know somebody. And I give them a call, and they were able to. I called them yesterday, and they were here today. And it was like, oh, that's cool. It was taken care of quickly, and got resolved. But it sure as heck it was. Why did that happen?
Yeah, reset. I love the reset.
Right. Yeah, that felt like a good answer. And there was a reminder that not everything is comfortable during a reset. Like we were able to work around it, moved an extension cord out to one of the plugs that worked and ran some things off of that that were in those plugs. So, it all worked out and it was, we got it all done. And it feels good when it gets done, it's like, okay. And I found out, and I don't know if people are aware of this, the electrical panel. One of the guys pulled the whole panel off and was checking all the connections there. Apparently, those can get loose over time. He says, because he's an electrician, he'll do his once a year. He said, I don't need to do that. But he said, you had a lot of loose wires back there. I tightened them up for you. I'm like, man, the things you don't even know you need to do. So I think we had three plugs that they replaced, and then he tightened the wires in the box, and it was like, I'm really glad I had that done. There could have been a bigger issue.
Absolutely. But it made me think when you said loose wires, what is it we think of so many times when we say, oh, there's got a lot, usually loose wires up here.
It's like, good. Yeah, get all those loose wires.
Yes. It's
Exactly. So,
very,
that worked out
yeah.
really nice. And of course, they were very time conscious and getting
Yeah.
it. They knew I had work to do, and I'm like, I didn't know if they're going to shut power off,
Yeah.
and so they were very, very good about keeping me informed and getting it done, and on they went.
Well, you make a really good point there, though, is that, sometimes things will happen and it's like, oh gosh, that's really inconvenience or whatever, but it's point. I mean, one, there's a message, it's always something, but then look what else it was pointing you to, what else it was telling you, what else it was helping you with,
Right.
So it's like, let's look at the whole picture, because if this wouldn't have happened, you might have had bigger issues down the
Exactly.
road.
Well, in one of the plugs, I said, it looked like somebody came in. The bonus room over our garage is where the trouble was at. And I said, when we moved in here, it kind of looked like somebody finished that room. It wasn't finished when they sold the house. Like it was like an attic. And somebody went in and finished it. I said, so it kind of looks like a little bit of a do-it-yourself kind of job in there. You'll see what I mean when you see it. And like the cutouts for the outlets were like super big, and you had to get the super big plate to put over it. You know what I mean? And the guy comes in, and he's like, well, this outlet works. And it's like kind of hanging there, and he's touching it, and it's like rattling around. I said, okay, I still kind of want you to replace that one because I know we had issues with it in the past. And is there a way to anchor it so it's not wiggling around like that? And you would think that they would ask me if I wanted that done, but they didn't. And he's like,
I might
yeah.
have thought you liked it.
He goes to touch it again, and the whole thing just arcs. And I'm like, thank you for letting that happen while he was here, and he was seeing, so he could see what I was talking about, because this happened with the kids, and I was like, somebody could have got hurt, and I want to make sure that this gets fixed. So, we had arc and energy, we had loose wires, we had all kind of power, no power going on, or running at half mass power. I want to look at that because half the outlets worked in the room and half of them didn't because they were on different circuits. And so it's
Now
like,
that happened to me in the greenhouse a couple of days ago. Half and half.
creepy.
I went out there and half of the lights weren't on. And it's like, well, that's weird. And when that's happened before, I just go switch, do the circuit breaker and because something either is something tripped, because there's like water or something in there. And I did that, nothing happened. I'm like, okay, well, what's going on now? So I went over and I'm just like to the outlet. I was like, well, is there a reset button on there? No, there's not. I mean, I have like an extension, like one of those, we call them the long pieces with the, they have a lot of different outlets on them.
Oh, the power strip thing.
Power strip, yeah. And so I've got it there. It's hanging and it's supported, but I just push on, I'm trying to find, and I push on this one of the plugs, everything came back on. I don't know. So, but that was it. It was half of the greenhouse. The lights were out.
So there was a lot of positive things I think that came of that, is becoming aware of some things like, the panel and stuff and getting some things that needed to get done. So that was a positive that I would like to think. It's just like our problems at our own personal problems. When we ignore them, they get bigger and bigger. If I would have ignored that and said, "Oh well, we can stretch an extension cord in here and that'll take care of it, and that's fine, and we'll just pacify it and get by," it would have gotten bigger, and then who
That
knows what.
arcing energy, I mean, that arcing electricity, that's a fire waiting to
That's a
happen.
fire waiting to happen. Yeah. So it's kind of more like, thank you. Yeah, I know you guys just saved us from something bigger.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
yeah.
Well,
Anyway.
good.
So that's my life. That's what I've been doing. Let's see, since we've been live, we did, Monica, I can't speak now. Monica and I did our
Oh,
enchanted
yeah.
retreat with the fairies. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was, they, the fairies are ornery, so of course they took some things, but and on the top of my little drinking straw is a little rubber bit on the top of it, and like seriously, I bought new ones and put them on, and they're kind of hard to get on and off. So it's like
Right.
that both ends, inside and outside, disappeared. How did the inside one disappear? So they were up to something. They were letting us know they were around because they definitely took something that I would notice. So it was like, I've got to put
Okay.
that metal straw up to my mouth, and I'm used to the rubber thing, so it kind of hit my tooth, and I'm like, what? Where's the rubber bit?
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, but we had a wonderful time, wonderful group. Really had some nice, fun, deep conversations, and it turns
Oh,
out
good.
that I think it's Stevens. Well, maybe Monica will correct us on that, but I want to say it's like Stevenson, Washington has some of the best pizza, mushroom pizza you could ever imagine eating. It was delicious. So, yeah.
We
So
have
if
to go.
anybody goes to Monica for their level one companion class, go get pizza. She knows, she'll know. Say, Tracy said, go get some mushroom pizza, and she'll know exactly where to take you or send you.
Perfect.
It even sounds healthy, right? It's mushroom pizza.
I love mushroom pizza.
Oh, it's
I
so good.
love
You would have been like, sorry, you guys, what are you eating? Because this thing was so good. Yeah.
I mean,
Anyway.
the
Um,
whole thing.
yeah. So, anyway. You had
Yeah.
something to share too, didn't
I
you?
do. I do. That's why I'm glad I told you, both of you, because that helps me remember it. Otherwise, we go on and things just, yeah, I don't know what's going to, it all slips away, but I do remember this. This is really cool. I guess I'll just tell the story without my own interpretation on it first, and then we can go into what, I think. Because it was as it was happening. I'll just tell the way it was happening. So I was at an event. Was that last weekend? Yeah. Last weekend. That's why I wasn't here.
Crazy, right? Yeah.
Okay, so I was at an event last weekend in Detroit, Michigan, and I have never been there before. This was a new experience, was a new place. I've never been, and that whole top part of the United States, I've not been to. And so all of this, anything up there, I'm geographically, I'm a little off. I know there's that, and then there's Canada, and it's like, but And I know that Detroit, or with a map that I looked at, I know it's like by the Great Lake. Okay. So it's like, that's as much as I knew. And it's over in this section where I kind of know roughly, but that was it. I've never been there, so I don't know much about it. And I got off the plane and I'm going to the hotel, and the driver was, really, really sweet. And he's telling me, he's like, "Hey, if you got your passport with you, you can go to Canada. It's just right over there." And I'm like, "I didn't think we were that close to Canada. My God, I didn't think Detroit was all the way to the border, all the way to the top." And he's like, "Yeah." And I said, "You can get to Canada from here?" He goes, "Yeah, that bridge right there. Watch it." And I'm telling you this because this is important. Okay. And he's like, "That bridge right there." And I'm like, "Wow, that's amazing." So we get to the hotel, which was downtown, and it was right across. So I saw when he was saying that's Canada, I saw the buildings over there. So I know that, it's like over the water. Okay. So we get in the room, and I look out there, and I have a view of that. There's water and there's Canada. I took a picture of it. So it's like, this is a big deal. I'm like, and so I'm looking at the maps. I'm talking to Tiffany. And I'm like, "Did you know that Detroit's this close to Canada? What's the deal?" And so I'm looking at the map, and then I say, "Oh, okay. Well, the line, the border comes down into the Great Lake, and that's why it comes down and then goes back up, and that's why the border is so close. It comes down into what we would call the United States, where it seems to, but it's just that's just the light, the way it lays." Okay, so all of that. So I'm getting an education and still mind blown. Even the next day, I get, I'm still trying to figure out how this whole works, in my head. So, but the thing is, then the next morning, you know how you, I do anyway. I get up a couple times, maybe once or twice in the night, and go to the restroom. And the second one was about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's like, then I kind of, come back, and I'm just trying to get the last bit of sleep, that last little bit before it's time to get up. And what felt like I was just tossing and turning and not sleeping. And so then you have, we know the state you're in is theta, at this point, because you're accessing things that, all of a sudden it's there. And I mean, it's like in the conscious mind, it feels like a dream. Like it's probably, well, I mean, this was very, very real. It was lucid. It was like lucid dreaming. But this is what I'm saying is like, it's theta. Okay. So anyway, in this state, I'm in the room that I'm in. All the things are there, and I'm like going, I'm sharing the room with my brother is what was happening. And he was going to go to this event with me. And so we're coordinating our bathroom showers and stuff like that. And so that's how I'm in, that's what the scene that I'm in. And it's like, okay, well, I'll go first and then you can go. And then we'll go down there. And so when I'm in the shower and I'm getting ready, all of a sudden it dawned on me that I didn't get him a ticket to this event. And I'm like, oh shoot. And they said, you got to get your ticket now because they're going to be sold out, and if you don't get it, and I'm like, I never got one for him. Apparently did all the other organizing, but didn't get one for him. And so I'm freaking out and I'm thinking, well, hopefully they have seats, but what if they don't? Oh my gosh. Well, worst case scenario is he could go to Canada and go play for the day, see, that's in my head.
You
Canada's
don't
right
know. You
here.
don't know.
Yeah, and so he could go there. And so then with that, I'm like, okay, well, that'll solve it. That'll solve it. And then I'm like, I'm remembering the driver telling me that's Canada. And so then I'm like, well, he wasn't with me. My brother was not with me at that point. So when did I meet up with him? When did he come into this? See, I'm starting to question my dream now. I was like, when did he come into this? When did I meet up with him? Okay, it wasn't here. And so now I'm retracing all the stuff going in, checking in. He wasn't there then. Checking, and then as I'm moving through that's when I'm realizing, Tom, he wasn't there. He wasn't there at this point, wasn't there at this point. And then I'm pulling back and it's like, this coming into this. That's when I realize, oh, I'm not here. And it's like, I'm looking for him. I'm freaking out. It's like, where is he? Where is he? He's When did I meet up with him? How did this work? And then I'm realizing he's not here. He's not here. And so now I'm like, oh shoot. That's when it was really clear. And I'm getting all the buzzing again right now. At that point, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was in another timeline. I was in a different timeline because everything was exactly the same. It was just that he was there in that one. So apparently, in one of the timelines, he went to the event with me, or at least he made it that far. I don't know if he actually got in the event. So,
Right.
but anyway, wild, wild. So I
Beautiful.
think, we were talking about this, and I was thinking about this earlier, so I remember, but I think this is how, we keep saying, how's this, the timelines, like you've been doing that too, some of the merging
I've
ones.
got
And,
a story again too.
okay, fantastic. And I'm thinking, and this may be a way that they come through a lot, is like in lucid dreams or in things like that, where it can get through, because remember that veil is just really, really thin. The conscious mind is over here to the side, so it's not able to come in and and analyze the whole thing. So it's allowed to, you're allowed to see it, it's easier until that conscious, see, as soon as my conscious mind starts questioning, then it pulled me back into this one. So.
It's crazy. So mine is a little simpler, but when we talk about the timelines, I think we said before, pay attention to the little things. Little things are clues that you're moving timelines or shifting things, right? Like in the Matrix movie, when he's going up the stairs and there was a window there, and then all of a sudden there's no window, right? Those little things. So I'm driving through our development, and I think it was with, I was with my oldest son Josh, and we're driving, and there was this little squirrel runs up the tree, and I'm like, when did we get squirrels? And
You
he
don't have
goes,
squirrels?
not in our
Really?
development. I've lived in this development since I was 34 and I'm 53. I've
20 years. Yeah.
never seen squirrels that whole
Wow.
time. I've lived in two different parts of this development and we have never had squirrels. And I was like, where did you see the squirrel? I said, how cute. I want squirrels in our backyard. I'll feed them. Where are our squirrels? And so, but I didn't think much of it that day or that at that moment. And then coming back, I think one ran in front of me across the road, and I'm like, there's another squirrel. They really wanted me to get it. Like they really wanted me to get the squirrel thing. And so it was, I think it was the next day when I saw it again. I was driving to the office to do a session and I was like, oh, 12, or what, 20 years of not seeing a squirrel. And now the squirrels are everywhere. Like I've seen them 3 days in a row. They're all along, running up trees and across the street and doing all the things. I'm like, oh, and at the office, I see squirrels. And when I pulled into the office, there was a little squirrel sitting there. And I'm like, man, those squirrels are really trying to get my attention. So of course I looked it up, but even at that point I was not catching. Oh, there's more to it. They're really wanting me to get the squirrel. And I'm like, which, for me, that's got its own meaning, squirrel. But finally, when I got it was like, that feeling when you got what they were trying to get you to get. I'm like, oh, I'm in a different timeline. It was just like, yes, that's it. And anyways, so now there's squirrels in my neighborhood, so that's fun. And I hear somebody saying it's fun till they chew on your wires or do something like that, but they're not on my street, they're a street over.
There you go. They're fun to watch. They're so fun
I
to watch.
know. I like the squirrels, but they probably wouldn't come near my house because my kitty
Oh, the
cat,
dog. Oh, the kids.
the cats, yeah, the cat would probably hunt it down. So I have Tiger. He's such a sweet, sweet, sweet kitty, and he insists that he needs to be outside, especially this time of year, and he will hunt anything. So it's like it doesn't matter if it's twice his size, he'll go find it and hunt it down. And it's like, okay, so. I mean, it's not very often because I live in a development, but they brought, I think it was a gopher or something on the front porch. I didn't want to look. I walked by it and went, the boys will get it. And they did. Or Tiger moved it. I don't know. Anyways, but yeah. So that's my timeline experience because I was like, when did we get squirrels? I've never seen squirrels before. Yeah. Because I totally would have been the person feeding the squirrels. I would have gotten every kind of, when I saw hummingbirds, I was getting every hummingbird feeder I could find. So, I'd do that with squirrels. So.
Yes. Yeah, I was feeding squirrels here until the bear came because he was coming
Oh.
after the bird food and the squirrel food. So I'm like, okay, stopping all feeding for a while. And I just haven't picked it back up yet.
Yeah, you don't want bears.
Yeah, I'm like, you start attracting all kinds of things. So,
Okay,
yeah.
so we didn't tell everybody to tell us where they're from, but
No,
hopefully
but I
they
think they know that, right?
I hope
Hopefully
so.
everybody knows to tell us where they're from. Tiffany, did they know that and they're already putting it in?
We had some people putting that in the beginning.
Oh,
All right,
okay.
you guys, we'll put where you're from. Why is that, Julia?
You're lighting up the grid. You're part of the grid, and that is really, really important. I mean, one, you'll see it, especially when you hear a thing. I was trying to hear whatever they were giving me something else. I was seeing a visual of everybody, but it's important. This grid, this is every time we light it up. Okay, what's coming in? Every time we light it up, it's getting stronger and stronger.
Like a beacon.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
you're a beacon, absolutely, every time you're doing that. But then as we hear it, where everybody's from, you'll see the grid and how it's forming. This
Yeah.
is a big part of the grid keeping. So if you've resonated with being a grid keeper, that could be part of that. But definitely this is your light is your section. That's your point on that grid.
Very nice. All right, so Tiffany's going to read these amazing places where all of you live off. So if you haven't put it in there yet, get it in as quick as you can because we want to go way faster than she's going so that she just cannot get a breaking point and stop anywhere. We don't want her pausing. Keep it going. Keep it going. All right, Tiffany.
Tracy, I'd like you to read it from your small laptop, please. We have Seattle, North Carolina, Florida, Canada, Colorado, Detroit, California, New York,
Right, I was just
Washington,
there.
Missouri,
Canada.
Florida, Maryland, London, a couple of highs to me. Hello. Las Vegas, New Mexico. I saw an Ayers Rock, Australia.
That's where Gaia was on the last of his trip. He went to Ayers Rock or Uluru, and he was talking about that earlier.
Montana. Oh. I'm pausing because I went back to the beginning, Tracy, so don't blame them. Utah. Let's see. Maryland, San Diego, Nova Scotia, South California, Illinois, Florida. We have a Pennsylvania brand new level two.
Wow, congratulations, level two. That's awesome.
Nebraska, Ohio.
I'm going to see if I can get in on this action. Let's see if I show up. I'm getting creative here. I'm going to find. Oh, this will help. I'm going to find out if you see my post. Yeah. I'm
What
entering that now. There we go. Do you see it? Does mine come through?
And why are you doing this?
Nothing yet.
I because I'm going on Facebook to see how to enter that.
Okay.
Because so we're trying to figure out if when you enter something on Facebook, if you have to open it to its full page
Got
before,
it. Yeah, if what we tell them is true.
Yeah, I thought, oh, hey, I could comment while she's doing that.
We have a Scotland.
Oh, that there you go, Tiff.
ID from Scotland.
Tiffany really wants to go to Scotland. Can you hook her up?
Yes,
I do.
we need to all go to Scotland.
And
Yeah.
Ireland.
All right. Yeah,
I
that'll.
think there's also something very close where we're going next year.
Yeah.
You don't have to be secretive about that. You can actually share where we're going.
I was just prompting it for you both.
Oh.
I'm not the faces.
I started to read my comments on my Facebook page.
Wow, squirrel.
I told you those squirrels have more meaning. So
Yes.
Iceland next June, a nice 10-day cruise through Iceland. And where else are we stopping? We're
Greenland.
Greenland, yeah.
I mean,
So
this is
there's
one of those once in a lifetime things. I mean, oh,
absolutely.
it's been on
Yeah.
my bucket list for a long time. I'm so excited. And yeah, this cruise goes all the way around. I think there's it's well, there's 10 days, so it's like five, is it five stops or six stops? Anyway,
There's
going all
seven
around. Well,
stops in 10 days, and
but one or two of them are in Greenland. So that's why I was trying to figure out how many, but you go all the way around Iceland and then we go shoot over to Greenland and then come back and
come back. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
And then Julia, Trina, and myself will be teaching on the days that we're sailing. So there's all kinds of fun to be had. Come check it out. I have the links for that at tracymahan.com. I know Trina Sheeran has it on her website as well. So come check it out. And I think we had some cabins reserved, and those are starting to run pretty low. So if you're interested and you're on the fence, maybe go check that out. It may help you decide. So
Exactly.
yeah, because those cabins got reserved at a price that's lower than what you can get now. So and if it's double occupancy, that's even cheaper. So go check it out, guys. We want you there on the cruise with us.
Yes, that'd be so much fun. Oh my goodness.
And those of you who have already signed up, we can't wait.
Can't wait.
Gonna be a good time. Yeah.
Well, and
So
Tiffany's going to be there too.
Tiffany's gonna be there. Absolutely.
So
We're gonna
you
let her
hang out with
know.
Tiff. Come on, here's your
Oh my
chance.
gosh, we should have a Tiffany corner moment or something, and just don't tell her though. Let's surprise her.
Okay.
Good thing I'm not listening.
Good.
Okay, so.
Just to repeat, someone asked, where do you find the cruise information?
Yeah.
TracyMahan.com.
Dot com. TracyMahan, like Nancy, dot com. Not mayhem, mayhan. I don't know who might change that.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest right now to find it at. So,
Yeah, I was thinking that too. It's like, well, we could try and, yeah, just go there. I have a link on there that'll take you to it. So, yeah, it's perfect. And let's see. Oh, if you have questions and you haven't already been putting them on there, please, if you go into the comments, put Tiffany in capital letters with a bunch of lovely emojis all around it, and then ask your question. And that way she knows that you're asking a question and not just, chatting back and forth with other people in the chat, because we have all that going on, right?
Which is fantastic. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And then, so do you know yet if your post went through? Do we know if
Oh,
that worked?
did it go through, Tiffany? Did
No.
you see mine?
Okay, then they need to open it up, right? So you didn't open it, or you did?
I think I did.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to ask Tiffany a question. Let's see if she finds it. I'm going to put some emojis on there. We want to celebrate. We're going to put sunshine and happy faces. Okay. Well, I don't know what kind of question to ask, but I think it should be personal, don't you?
For yourself, you should ask yourself a
Oh, yeah.
question to yourself.
To myself. Okay. Okay. You guys are all waiting. You can talk about something.
We're waiting
You're waiting
patiently.
too.
We are. We're like, oh,
I know. Everybody wants to
we're on
know
the
what
edge
you're
of
going
our
to ask.
seats.
Okay, let's see if that goes through. I mean, if the Oregon one didn't, I don't know.
Well, I'll just throw out that Team Ginger gets lots of praise and kudos because she called me, oh, fairy goddess on high, and then loads of hearts.
Oh,
So
hey, Team
thank
Ginger, I
you.
love that you're live.
Right.
She a lot of times she comes in later. And it's like, oh, I missed it. So yay, she's
You
back.
made it. Okay. I'm going to shout out to Charmel, who is in Oregon. Just saying.
Did
I
you
knew
put your
her.
question, Tracy?
I put it in there.
I don't think you know how to do this. All right, we're going to go on to real questions.
That sounds wonderful. Let's get going.
Okay. This is
I've
from Matthew. Sorry, I love you, Tracy.
heard.
This
Feeling
is
it.
from Matthew, and he's saying, I've been chanting lately and get very channeled, but then I get a headache. Any tips to not foster this headache?
So chanting that leads into channeling, but then a headache comes on.
Yep. In any way to not foster
How
this headache. I would absolutely do that,
powerful
Sue.
is the chanting? I'm just wondering, because headaches can be, I mean, and where is the headache? That could be interesting. But sometimes, when we're doing this, that third eye chakra and the crown chakra, they're opening and they're doing things, and that can be, as it's happening, that hurts sometimes. It can be a headache. So it could be that it's just opening up, but I wonder how powerful the chanting is, because if it's powerful, that could be raising the blood pressure, which is also doing things. So that's the medical side of it. But I would say, yeah, it's probably happening from, you're opening that chakra up there, and maybe even both of them. And so that's where it's coming from. As far as how not to have it. Oh, I'm hearing. So maybe you do get forceful. I'm hearing be relaxed with it. Just let it flow. Just let it, it's part of you. It's natural. It doesn't have to be a show. I don't know how you do it, but they're just saying it doesn't have to be a show.
That's a lot of energy to bring in the channel. So it could just be a large amount of energy coming in. I was going to say, while you're in the channel, ask why. Why do I get
Perfect.
panic?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the
Because
best place to get your answers.
we don't really know. There could be 100 reasons why that's, you could be getting a download. You could be, like Julia said, putting too much pressure on yourself to bring that information in, or putting too much focus in that area or something, and just causing a lot of attention to go there. So yeah, so just ask what brings that on. A lot of times what I have found with the channeling is that they don't realize that we're having physical symptoms from them. And so you just need to ask them to not, can we do this without the physical symptom?
Can we turn down the energy? Can we, anything?
Yeah. Like
Just.
when it started coming in for me, I used to feel like something was pulling my head back when the channel would come in, like there was a physical symptom. And I asked why that was happening, and they said, well, you wanted to know when we come in, so we gave you a physical symptom.
Yeah, you wanted proof.
Yeah, you wanted to know we're here.
And that could be what the headache is. See, it's a tell. It's some people call it a tell. It's a tell for you. It's something showing you that this is happening. This is what it's real. It's a physicalness about it. So, and it doesn't have to be that way. You probably said, okay, can we not do that? It's like, yeah.
And now it doesn't happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very good. Hopefully that answered
Yeah,
that.
just talk to it. Don't be afraid of it. Just talk to it and adapt. But I totally get it if this is kind of new for you and it's like, what's happening?
I really can't, like when I'm getting into an energy that I haven't worked with before, it comes in like I know I'm being adjusted or attuned to that energy. And again, there's physical signs of that. And yesterday I did that QHHT session. The intern, shout out her name, Kelly, did an amazing session with me yesterday. And I went into a lifetime where, long story short, I died at Pearl Harbor. And I'm getting like this draft notice, and I was feeling there was just this knowing I wasn't going to come back before I got to move to the next scene. I just had this knowing. And then she goes to move me to the next scene, and I'm just starting to do this twitching thing. And she's like, you don't, she did everything great. And got me into that other scene. And apparently I didn't want to see it because I was already floating above the body and leaving. And so but yeah, there's sometimes when there's a lot of energy that our bodies react to it. So, and that happens in QHHT sessions. It happens when we're channeling and getting into these other energies. Sometimes our bodies are just reacting to them. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I bet you asked invariably every time when I look into something like that, or when I'll get that, well, you asked for it, and then I'll say that to somebody and they'll, oh yeah, I did. I wanted proof. But then now you're questioning, why is this happening?
How do I
You
know when you're
asked for
here?
it.
What words would
Exactly.
make your head hurt?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to know? Here we are. Yeah, so I bet you can get through that real quick now. Yeah. Very nice.
Absolutely. That's very cool.
So, Miss Beautiful, Lovely, Gentle, Kind, Compassionate, Caring Tiffany, is there any other questions?
On high.
And have you seen mine yet?
Oh, that's me. No, I have not, Tracy. I think you
Super.
need to think about it. I don't know what I was gonna say.
I mean, I wonder if I go to some of the other pages if they'll come through.
Which page were you on?
I was on my Facebook page.
Oh.
I
Oh,
feel like
goodness.
we need to test the
Oh.
system. So some of you guys, if you're feeling like we never see your questions, it might be that we never see your
We
question.
never see it.
Yeah. But I do want to get to the bottom of that. While you ask the question, I might look for
Okay, this
thank
is
you.
from Carol. It starts off amazing. Princess Tiffany. I will just say that before this, I went and sang karaoke and I was saying Aladdin, which was Princess. So thank you for going along with the theme. There's an angel channeler talking about a flash of light in the 3 days of darkness, which the Catholic Church also talked about. Have you ladies heard anything about this? P.S. Her messages sound fearful, so I'm a little doubtful, but her angels supposedly want to warn and help us.
Yeah. that's and thank you for asking that. Because this is how we learn. So many people say, well, I'm just doing this for, to help warn you so you're aware, things like that. You need to be aware. And it's like what we need really need to know and understand is we create our realities. So and you're the one making the decision. Do you want it to be fear-based? Do you want it to be not fear-based? And so you're making it off of your beliefs and your things. So I discern, use heavy discernment on messages like that. And just, you have to consider that filter that's there, which is the person that, the messages are coming through, and what are their belief systems? What are they into? All these things. And so I have to, and I love that you noticed, you said it seems fear-based. That
Yeah.
feels like to me that you already have a feeling about this. And so, and you just want us to confirm it, do a confirmation. And that's how I look at it. It's like, that's how it's not in my world, not in my world. And I just look at it. It's like, what is at the base of this message? If it's fear, I let it go. I don't want anything to do with it. That's me. That's what I choose for myself.
Yeah. The what she's talking about there, that I grew up Catholic, so I'm just going to say that reminds me of the messages from the Mother Mary in Medjugorje, where she would appear at the top of this hill, and of course everybody flocks to Medjugorje to do the hike to the hill and see the apparition. And those were her messages, that there would be messages in the sky. I don't know, probably the flashes of light might have been there, but that there would be symbols in the sky, and that there would be 3 days of darkness or something of that nature. I never took those messages fear-based. So whatever this gal's doing to it, it's like what Julia is saying. It was probably her filter, and she means well. I mean, she's got a good heart, this messenger. The angel lady's got a good heart. She's just trying to put the information out there. But I mean, think about it, you guys. How many times you look up at the clouds and go, "Man, gosh, that looks like something," and like people are finding I'm part of a cloud thing on social media, and it's kind of fun to see what people find in the sky. It's like, huh, look at all these things in the sky. Ooh, that's like that prediction, you know? And it's like basically what she's describing is us going through this shift. What are the 3 days of darkness? I don't know, but again, I have to say my personal feeling on that is we go through the dark night of the soul when we go through big changes. We're grieving and letting go of something when something new is coming in, and it can feel very hard for us. And that could be what they're referring to is when you go through a shift like this and you're letting go of these old constructs that you have ingrained in you for your entire life, that could be that 3 days of darkness idea. Like you're going to go through something where you're shedding the old and bringing in the new. But I don't feel like it's something that we're going to have a catastrophe or like this big, huge event. I mean, if you think about it, we already had the big, huge event that affected the entire world. And that's could have been it. Who knows, you know, but they don't have the concept of time on the other side. So when they say 3 days, I don't think it means the same thing as what we're calculating it out to an actual, you know, hours, minutes, whatever. I think it's just giving us this metaphor of you're going to go through this shedding of something and entering into something new. And I think we're already in that, you guys. So, just my opinion.
Oh, that's a good point. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, look deeper, discern for yourself. Ask yourself,
yeah. And
what is
everybody's
true for
going to
you?
experience that differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. But I will say you heard that message for a reason. So, what does it mean for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. I kind of forgot about that. So, that was kind of fun to relook at that. But I never remembered it as because that was back when, gosh, I was in late teens, early 20s or something when all this
Long time
happened.
ago.
Way back, guys. And I never remember being scared about it. I was more curious and excited about what's the next message, you know?
Okay.
Because yeah, that was me in church every Sunday, and my sister actually was one of the people that went to Medjugorje and did the hike, so I got to hear a lot about that. And so yeah, but it was more healing than anything at the time that was all coming out. So. Okay, did you get my new message, Tiffany?
I got a message from a Tracy Mayhem.
Nice.
All
So that one came through.
I saw was Tiffany! Three
Yeah.
exclamation
So
points.
that was the
That was the
Dolores page.
second one then.
Yeah, that was off of the Dolores page. So that one's working. You guys are getting through. So if you're asking questions on my Facebook page, as much as I hate to say it, go to one of the other pages, Dolores QHHT official. Really, what you need to do is just go to my YouTube page and comment there. That'll be the spot to go. But yeah, at least we know the other ones are working. That's
Yeah.
good.
I
Good
feel
deal.
like I should get a YouTube page and just wreck
Oh my
everything.
God. I
You should.
wonder. I bet you would get a rapid fire bunch of followers. That would be amazing. It never fails me. My baby page was almost to 3,000. Let's see if I made it. Let's see. How do I get there? How am I going to do
I
that?
don't know. Is there another question, Tiffany? I
Oh, you want questions?
made it.
Yay! Well, I sure while she was looking, while she was
I
looking, I could look and ask her
made
question.
it.
I don't know how long it is.
We spoke about fear. So to kind of go off of that, so I've been wondering for a while, if fear is for entertainment purposes, who is it supposed to be entertaining? Because I am not amused sending love and good vibes.
Well, it's for entertainment purposes only. It is, let's see, false evidence appearing real, which we all know that, but it's entertainment. So it's like those that a lot of people like to be entertained by fearful things, dramatic things, stuff like that. On some level, if you're bringing in fear, I mean, see, you're entertaining it into your life, and that's why it keeps coming. Now, when it was happening to me, yeah, I was reacting to it, but it was also to show me to recognize it. So then I knew what to do with it. I knew that it wasn't real. I knew that it was something that didn't have to play the part that I was playing with it. And so it was for that. And it could be that. So you're asking questions of it. Now, why is this happening? And then I went one step further and started talking to it, when things would be fearful. And I started talking to it. It's like, what are you trying to teach me? Because by that point I was to there. So that's what they're saying. We want you to recognize fear. We want you to understand it. We want you to know what it has to teach you. And so just talk to it. If something is appearing fearful, it wants your attention. Just like we were saying earlier about the electricity, all those things. It's something, it's trying to get your attention. Fear gets your attention. Okay. But there's some people that love it, love it, love it. And that's where it's entertainment purposes. So on this other level, you're probably going, God, that was a lot of fun, man. Look at all that I was doing there or thing. But right now, you want to be where you recognize it for what it is and work with it within yourself. Just talk to it. It's trying to tell you something. It's trying to teach you something. So ask it, what is it you want me to know?
Yeah, I have nothing to add to
Yeah, just see it for what it is. Whatever it's coming from is not really it. Okay. It's just the facade it's putting on, so you'll pay attention to it. That's it.
Wonderful.
Quick question about the cruise. Can I bring my 7-year-old son to the cruise to Iceland? It might just be the two of us.
Think so. That's probably a question for Trina. And on that, when you the link that if you go there, she can answer that question. I would think so.
I mean, when we went to Egypt, we had an 11-year-old with us, and they're actually kind of fun because they're really intuitive. We're getting a lot of information from the kid. So, yeah, I have no problem with that. But yeah, we'll see what Trina, if there's any restrictions with that.
Yeah. Super. That'll be fun.
This is from Frank. How do I go about seeing auras?
That's a Tracy question.
Oh, okay. Go about seeing auras. So I have a couple of techniques that are kind of fun. First off, when I first started seeing them, I would like if I wanted to see Julia's aura, I might not be able to see it with the physical eye, but if I close my eyes and ask to see her aura colors, I can see there's kind of a green. Almost like a sea foam or bright colored green around her crown. And then there's like a ruby or purpley red color around her shoulders. So that's how I would see it in my head. I would ask to see it and I would see the colors. We can look those up later. Anyways, but if you have a blank wall, like behind Julia, if she didn't have that frame there, it would be a blank wall, right? And then I'd have them stand there. And then it's kind of like those magic eye books where you kind of got to let your focus go off.
Get a
So what
picture
I
of
do is I focus on their nose and then I pay attention to the energy outline. Now, at the beginning, I could only see like the glow,
that
like
little bit. Yeah,
that
that's all I
little,
ever
yeah,
see is
that little
that little.
glow outline.
Yeah.
But now, so I wear glasses, but up close I don't. So you guys don't see this version of me. But the people that come to see me in the office, they see this version of me. And then I go like this when I'm writing things down and I look up and they're kind of fuzzy. And what happens is now that I've played this so many times with people, now when I'm looking at them and I have that off, it's already magic eye, right? And I can see their colors and when they're talking about something. They get bigger and it gets smaller depending on what they're talking about and how passionate they are about it. And I'm just sitting there watching this show go on with their auras. So if you wear glasses for seeing in the distance, maybe take them off and see if that helps. Maybe you'll see colors and auras that way, or just keep practicing that magic-y eye thing where you let your vision kind of get blurred and then you'll see more of the outlines. That's my suggestions.
Very cool. Very
Yeah.
cool. Okay, we were given our 2-minute warning. Now it's a 1-minute warning. So everything QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. We have a sale going on right now. So if you've ever thought about doing level one or level two, they are both on sale. Now is the time to do it. It'll, the best price of the year. I mean, these are our big sales that we do. So if that's something that resonates with you and you've ever thought about doing it, now is the time. And so everything, if you want to have a session, you can find a practitioner there. What else? See, then our we have we don't we're not announcing our retreat yet, but we're very, very close to announcing it. The next retreat in next year. I have my book. You have Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. You can get that at ozarkmt.com, or you can do my course where I expand on the principles in there and or the concepts in there at juliacannon.com. Tracy, how can they find you?
Easiest way, QHHTOfficial.com. But I want to again reiterate, if you are a practitioner, please go check out the companion courses. They are really
Yes.
valuable. I got into another conversation about them yesterday, and it just keeps reiterating how valuable those are. So, if you have, go take a course. Go take the companion course. They're all over the place. Go find one. That's what I
Yeah.
got. All right, you guys.
Fantastic. Thank you, everybody. Thank you,
Thank you,
Tiff.
Stephanie.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.